Ringing the Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. La Fête de Marquette is coming up real soon. The Jimmies are playing there with Marsha Ball. Here's that song, Right a Hit. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Now I ran into some trouble sometime back. Me and my old lady got a little off track. Hey, it's when my world started tumbling down. Well, we just didn't see eye to eye.
Jimmy's and Write a Hit with the legendary Marsha Ball there Holy cow, that's good. And we're going to talk about LaFette de Marquette in just a minute. Rocker Terry Barr, I apologize for being late today.
Oh, I was late too, Jimmy Kay.
Oh, look at us. We're the Renegades.
We were coming back from up north. I know you were busy with work, and here we all are, though.
Here we are. We made it.
It's all good.
And Saturday night, 6 hours of local independent music every week. You can get all the podcasts at maxincradio.com. Rocker, introduce our first guest for the night.
Jimmy, LaFette de Marquette, an annual music festival right here in McPike Park from July 14th through July 17th, right around the corner. It's coming up in McPike Park, and here to talk and tell us all about it is Colleen Hayes. She's from the Wilmar Community Center and LaFette de Marquette. Colleen, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. This is my first time ever being on Max Inc. Radio, so this is very exciting.
Well, we're excited to have you with us. It's Terry Barr here with you as well.
Hi, and, Terry Barr.
Oh, hi there. You must be thrilled to get back to business.
Yes. It's been really a struggle for a lot of us. Just, you know, our summers, we spend a lot of the time in our summer preparing and, you know, pulling off this event every year. And so the last couple of years were really, kind of left a little hole in our hearts without having LaFette. So excited to have it back bigger and better this year.
Yeah. You know, for people listening that have maybe not heard of LaFette de Marquette, can you tell us? It's one of Madison's biggest music festivals, and it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
So kind of tell us more. Walk us through.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. So it's 4 days of music and food and beer, wine. It's been around for, this is our 17th annual, LaFette de Marquette. And, you know, we started out very small. We started in McPike Park back when it was called Central Park. And it was just a bunch of dust and kind of dried up mud. And we were out there with a stage. And it slowly has grown to, you know, and then we relocated actually for a few years over in some properties that owned by the Mullins Company. They let us use their parking lot. So we were just on this blacktop and it was, you know, miserably hot. And then we moved back to McPike Park and we've grown almost every year. So we've got, now this year we've added another new stage. So we've got the Lafayette stage is this year. So that'll be exciting. And then a few years ago, we added Family Fete, which is really fun and which is great because it really makes this festival a festival for the family. You know, it's very family friendly. We've got lots of activities for the kids. And we have a family stage as well. Sunday, I'm really excited. We're going to be having a youth karaoke sing-off. So anyone out there with kids or, you know, if you want to, you know, rocker, if you want to pretend, you know,
we'll scare people away.
Disguise yourself as a child.
There's a reason.
Metallica.
There's a reason why rocker is a.
We'll welcome you.
Yeah.
There's a reason why rocker's a drummer.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So it's four days of music starting on Thursday, July 14th. You know, it's just one stage on Thursday, and then we amp it up for Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday. So it's just, you know, 4 days of music, fun in the park. I've been, you know, religiously checking the 10-day forecast, and it looks like it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Sunny and in the 80s.
Yeah,
so I'm very excited about that. I don't want to jinx that. I may have just jinxed it, but, you know.
Colleen,
Who
are you excited to see?
Well, you know who I'm excited to see? I'm excited to see this band, The War and Treaty, because I've not heard them before, and everyone is so excited about them. So I'm really excited, and they're actually playing 2 days. They're playing, they're headlining on Friday night, and also then on Sunday night. And of course, I'm a little biased. I'm helping run the kids' youth karaoke. So I'm excited to see all the Madison area kids who are going to sign up to sing a song. We tried this last year. I hosted a karaoke at the Willie Street Fair, and there were some kids were up there. They were like singing Hamilton. There was a kid
who sat up there and sang.
Oh yeah, no. There was a kid who belted out Queen, and like this killed, like, he crushed it. Yeah.
He was channeling
so interesting to see what happens.
Channeling the Freddie Mercury, yeah. For
no
sure.
No kidding. You know,
oh,
I think,
yeah, no, he really, he was.
One thing I think we should ask you about is, you know, everybody loves mm-hmm. to get out to these festivals in the summer. We finally get some nice weather, get together, see friends and neighbors we haven't in a while. But this is also for a really good cause. There's a whole reason
right.
behind it. And for people that don't yeah. know what the Willmar Community Center is, what does it do for the community? Why should we care that we are
yeah.
supporting this?
Yeah, good. That's a good question. So, yeah, Willmar Neighborhood Center, which is over on the Near East Side, we've been around for a very long time. And we had a recent renovation that happened just before the pandemic hit. So we've got this gorgeous, beautiful space that we have available to rent out at an inexpensive rate to neighbors and all community members throughout Madison and Dane County if they wanted to use the space. But we run a lot of youth programs. We've got a couple of camps running right now. We have our very popular Eastside Express morning camp that's been going on for the last 3 weeks. And then we've got an after-school program for elementary kids. So we go and pick kids up from the neighboring schools. And then they get homework time. They get a healthy snack. They get to, you know, just hang out and socialize with their friends. And then we also do some meal programs, and we have a food pantry. And then we just provide space for local nonprofits to meet and use. So it's just a lot of things. You know, it definitely is a neighborhood center for sure.
Mm-hmm. It sounds terrific. And thank you for all you do. And I just love that there are these festivals where people can support and help out. They may not get the opportunity any other time or have that ability or whatever the case may be to be able to help. But just by
right.
coming and being
right.
part of this, it's terrific. Thanks.
Yeah.
Now, I heard about one really cool band coming. They're called Big Sam's Funky Nation. Have you heard of them yet?
I haven't heard of them, I see, they're playing on Saturday on our Sun stage.
I heard there's a big trombone running around that guy or something.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a really crazy, funky band, yeah.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
I want to go check it out. Well, you know, you can see the entire music lineup for Fête de Marquette.
It's a
just
good,
go to will-mar.org and click Fête, and you can see all the funky bands that are going to be playing there. They got a ton, and especially that new, brand new Lafayette stage. Colleen, thank you so much for coming down and speaking with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Oh, Colleen.
And maybe we'll see y'all down there next weekend.
Oh, you know it. Yes, Colleen Hayes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
With Willmar Community Center. And as Rocker just said, if you want to check out the entire music lineup, and I did this earlier, and I said to you, Rocker, holy cow.
It goes on and on.
Which is terrific. There's something there for everybody. So jot this down. We'll also put it on the Max Inc. Facebook page, so you can find it. It's willmar.org, and then just go and click Fête de Marquette.
You can also find it at maxinkradio.com. Just click on the music calendar.
Perfect.
Right now, let's check out another artist performing at La Fête de Marquette on Saturday, July 16th. This is Kelsey Miles, and we already played Red Jimmy, actually.
We did. We got a bit of primitive culture.
The save tune. Oh, primitive culture.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Oh, that's right.
I'll
primitive
do whatever
culture.
You want.
Let's do primitive culture. You'll do whatever you want. July 14th,
man.
They kick off Fête on the Sun stage. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Say that loving you's been better than it is today. I'll thank you for the time. we've had. I'm moving on, honey, and it ain't that bad. Now thank you for the time as we're going down. Thank you for letting me hang around. One more thing I've got to let you know. You'll always be right here, part of my soul. Your love sent shivers running down my spine, and now I wonder why I ever made you mine. I know there's a reason that I came to you, and now my only mystery is what to do. I loved you so much and then I took the vow, but today I do my living in the here and now. Thank you for the time as we're going down. Thank you for letting me hang around. One more thing I've got to let you know. You'll always be right here, part of my soul.
For the people.
what I know now. Oh yeah, would I do it again if I could just hit rewind? Oh, go ahead and ask again this time. I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even though you've thought that it was a genuine kiss. Well, testing me if I'd stick around. It's like asking gravity if you jump, will you hit the ground? All these tests are futile, and so I'm wondering all this time.
Our dream right now out in LA and various places. Congratulations to Rain Stern. Mm-hmm. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy Kay.
You know, we were off last week, and I just like to point out, even though we were off, something special was last week, and that was our 3-year anniversary of being here on Devil Radio.
No kidding.
Hey. Who knew?
Congratulations.
It is funny how it worked out because
the party, though.
What, a year and a half before that is when we had to pull the plug on the internet station, Max Inc. Radio, because of the stupid royalty fees that got jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could say lots of things about that.
But you know what? The strong survive, and look at where you are.
And here we are on Saturday
nights. We made the jump, 46-2.
Yep. And not only, you know, jumping from... like digital radio, I guess I'll say. You're on real commercial radio. You're on websites where people can listen to you streaming. You have an app. Right now, Jimmy Kay, the friends that I left a couple of hours, well, probably 5 hours ago, they're listening to us up in Phillips, Wisconsin, far northwest
the
Wisconsin.
The North Woods.
Wow.
Yep, they downloaded the app just for this.
Love the North Woods.
I know.
And Phillips is a nice town.
We have a lot of fun when we go there. I was telling Rocker, my phone actually doesn't work there, which, you know, it's not a bad thing. But they downloaded the app so they could sit around the fire and enjoy us tonight.
Awesome. Well, yes. appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate our sponsors over the last 3 years, too. Want to say that. Pam and Mike, I think just Pam, actually, is going to join us from the Harmony Bar just after the top of the hour. They're the new owners of the Harmony. Mackenzie Moore is here. We got a brand new single from her. And Katner Hurricane. Oh, my gosh. They're coming in, too. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are. Our local music.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.